The Magic of Self-Forgiveness. Hello, friends, and thank you very much for joining me for this next lesson in the series of A Day of Self-Love. In this next lesson, I would like to discuss with you the magic of self-forgiveness. And in order to become aware of forgiving self, we first have to have a nice relationship with ourselves and understand ourselves. People often ask me, what's the hardest part of the work that you do? Is it talking to spirit? Is it knowing things about people? What is it? And I tell them, well, when I look out at a crowd, I'm able to see the auras. I'm able to see the colors and lights around every person. And the hardest part of my job, I believe, is that I'm able to see that soul with all the infinite possibilities, gifts, and incredible abilities that they have, and they don't see it for themselves. So part of my job, I believe, is to remind people about their specialness, their uniqueness, their gifts. So often they're covered in this earth because we give away our power to other people. We care what other people think of us. It's an illusion. We don't have to do that. So number one, perspective. You are a beautiful, loving soul, a light. You have come back to this earth at this specific time, predestined by your teachers and your guides, master teachers, to come back and to work, to study, to understand, to learn about love, to understand about what it's like to be human, to go through all of these human conditions, which are not always easy for us who are souls, whose natural place is the spirit world. We are light beings. We are soul beings. We're not physical beings. We're temporarily in this physical body. Our souls have taken on this physical clothes, if you will, to work through the situations and the classes for this three-dimensional world. So the first step, really, in the magic of self-forgiveness is to realize that you are here going through school. You're here to learn. We can't get things perfect right away. There are so many conditions that we come back upon this earth with. We have family conditions, genetic conditions, country conditions, city conditions, beliefs about self, support or non-support. There's so many conditions that we feed into that we are try to make ourselves, this makes us who we are, but we're not really sure of that because so many people don't live who they are but what they're expected. Do you do that? Being a soul, you've chosen to come back here to learn lessons. Some are easier and some are harder. The hardest lessons to learn, that I think, are those with family and friends, those that you have an emotional connection with, because those are the ones that kind of go deeply within, kind of hurt us or love us, because they're emotionally tied to us. There's an emotional connection there. There's an obligation there. We're learning the most from those people. I often say that we are all one. We are one being. And in this illusionary world, this three-dimensional world, we get caught up in this separation. So the person in your life, your family member, your friend, your partner, that you don't feel connected to, whether it's something that you project, that something's not right with them, they're doing something wrong, they're treating you badly, something's going on, they need to love you more, whatever it might be, again, just observation, not judgment, but just look at that. Because if we are all whole beings and we're all connected, that there must be something going on within yourself that cannot be healed, that is not in wholeness of being if you find that in somebody else. Remember that people in your life are mirrors, merely reflections to yourself. So what is going on within yourself that needs to be whole, needs to be healed? Yeah? So first of all, be gentle with yourself. Be gentle, realizing that you chose this time to come back to learn. So learning is never easy. Learning is always difficult. So realize that. You're going to get things right. You're going to get things wrong. That's okay. That's all part of learning. At least you're here. So look at the bigger picture. At least you've made it here. You've come down here. You're working hard. You're opening up, discovering yourself, understanding yourself, attempting to live in this physical world with this spiritual sense of yourself. So it's acceptance. It's accepting yourself for who you are at this time and place. You're not who people want you to be. You are who you are. You can never be what people want you to be. You got to be who you are. So you are a soul that's come back here to take on challenges, to take on lessons, take on difficulties, to help you to be the best you can be, to have an understanding of a certain condition, a certain subject. And remember, often people will say, oh, my past, I was raised a certain way in this family, my family was a certain way, or there was no support, or I was abused as a child, whatever it might be. That is true and that is real. But remember, that made you who you are today. So changing perspective, that made you who you are today. You really have to, in order to forgive others, you first have to forgive yourself. So the childhood, I remember when I was young and I had a parent who was an alcoholic. And I was very, very upset about that when I was a child. But of course, now today I look back at it with very different eyes, different perspective, and realize that was a gift. That was an incredible spiritual gift I was given because it taught me about compassion. It taught me about love. It taught me about people are human. People have certain conditions. So it really was a valuable lesson. So look back in your life and become aware of all the valuable lessons that you were shown, that you experienced when you were a young child. You know, I often find that when we stay in a relationship because it would be a hassle to leave or it's not in our best interest financially, we show how very little that we value ourselves because we're putting all of our emphasis on financial security. But that's not who we are. We won't change until we go deep within and make the change. Financial things, abundance, will come to you if you're living in source energy. If you're in line with loving energy and living your soul's truth, then you will have abundance in all areas of your life. That's something you should know. That's, again, finances, it's an illusion. You can have anything you want if you step out of the way and accept that. You know, so when we're in these relationships and we don't want to break out of old relationships, old patterns, we live up old patterns. Try to become aware of all the old patterns that you're living. What are they serving you? Why do you repeat these old patterns? What is it serving for your highest good? What lessons are these patterns teaching you? So just ask yourself that. Many, many times we might find that it seems easier to go back in the past, maybe feel sorry for ourselves and maybe wish it was a certain way, maybe angry about a certain situation. The past is the past. The future is yet to be. So all you really truly have is this moment now, the present moment. If you live mindfully in the present moment, there'll be no fears because fears are from the past, not in the present. So if you try to live a mindful life in the present, the past is the past, the future is yet to be. So that's a good step, to be mindful of your present time. That will really, really help you. And then you can also begin to look back at your life in the past and see what you're holding on to, what patterns you're holding on to, and go back and see what are you holding on to these things. We have to realize that life is all about changing. It's all about movements. It's all about transition from one to the other. So we are constantly changing every single day. If you stay in the old mindset, you're not going to change. You're going to hold on to the past. You won't progress. And we are here to progress. If we don't progress, one day it'll all catch up with us. And we won't feel good. We won't feel good. So let this be your time now to have acceptance of self, to see things from your past as lessons that you had to learn. You know, lessons you had to learn. Can't be everything to everybody. You are a beautiful, loving soul. I want you to now become aware that you are indeed in school, that you indeed are learning things. Things happen. Life happens. In this human condition, we have unexpected changes all the time. But we can always be who we are. The world can change around us, and it constantly does. But we can remain the same. We can be a loving spiritual being, an aware being, a mindful being. And once you are that mindful, aware being, these things in the outside world won't affect you as much. You can be observant and you can see them for what they are. So, I know that you did great things in your life thus far. I know you did wonderful things. And it's so often and very easy for us to always remember the negative instead of the positive. Our minds go back to the negative things instead of positive things. Think of the bigger picture. That's something you really need to do, is begin to see the bigger picture of yourself in this world and the world around you. Things happen for a reason. Don't let them enslave you. Learning to accept adversity and adapting to what is, whether it's a family loss, a missed opportunity, or an unexpected change of plans, it helps you to maintain an inner sense of peace. It helps you to be centered. So these are the really the situations that remind us we have to be centered. We have to be centered in our being. And when you're centered in your being fully, you can begin to really begin to live life and for what it really is. when you also then, in centeredness, look at the world around you, any situation in your life, and instead of going to fear or confusion or worry about what to say or what to do, love and peace will be your guides. Do something in a loving way. You have to remember that you are a sacred vessel. You are a beautiful sacred vessel of this God light. And you have to treat yourself that way, with respect. Doesn't matter how other people treat you. Doesn't matter. That's their stuff, not your stuff. Doesn't matter how your parents feel about you, your partner feels about you, your friends, your workmates. You are you. You're the only one responsible for your own happiness. No one else is really responsible for your own happiness except yourself. You know, just accept yourself for who you are, good, bad, or indifferent. Everything about you is unique. And that's what you have to start loving, is the uniqueness about you. You've done so many, many good things in your life, so many, many positive things in your life. And that's really what you want to put your mind to, the positive things. So in the magic of self-forgiveness, I would like to just give you these points for you to look at. Number one, accepting and talking about your feelings of shame or guilt, blame, it's good to become aware of them. The first step to healing is awareness. So being aware of any transgressions you might have made to others, that's good because, number one, you're aware of it. You're aware that at that time and space, you acted out a certain way, which maybe you're not proud of. It helps us to learn. It helps us to become aware. And it helps us to have a very healthy value system. Two, moving out of self-incrimination. It's important that you realize, again, that that was a different time and place, and become aware of the larger vision, the bigger self, what you're going through, the bigger picture. Again, you're a soul learning. Number three, making amends or restitution for doing something to another. So perhaps you can write them a letter, or you can do something to reach out to them, apologize to them in some way. Create a wonderful, tangible expression of a way that you can say, I'm sorry, or forgive another person of the, and also forgive yourself. So, another one. Embrace self-acceptance. Even after you've forgiven yourself, there might be a time where it's very difficult for you to come to terms with your past mistakes. Accept what you can't change and remind yourself that actions don't define who you are. Getting stuck in the past makes it impossible to move forward to a better future. So live for this moment. The past is past, the future is yet to be. Move for this moment. And now I'd like to take you on a little bit of a meditation or mind journey for you to become aware of another tool, another way for you to use self-forgiving. So wherever you are in your space, if you just close your eyes gently, you can lie down for this, sit down, doesn't matter. It's just a matter of just closing your eyes and listening to the sound of my voice. I will just guide you into this experience of self-forgiveness. So as you are sitting there in their space or lying down with your eyes gently closed, once again, as I always do with all of my meditations, just become mindful of the body. Become mindful of your feet, your legs. Become mindful of your stomach and your back, your chest, your shoulders, your arms and your hands, your neck and your head. And become aware now, or mindful now, of all the organs of the body, just illuminating them, becoming aware of them, acknowledging them. The brain, of course. Become aware of the eyes, the lungs, stomach, the spleen, liver, pancreas, appendix. Go all through the body, different organs. And as you think of them, as you acknowledge them, it lights them up. And it just lets them know that you are giving them an awareness, some gratitude that they exist. Good. And a wonderful part of making the magic real is by using the breath. For the breath is a gift from God. So let's just imagine that there is a beautiful starlight somewhere above you, far, far above you, and as a string of light comes in through the body with the breath, as you breathe in, you breathe this wonderful light. It could be a golden white light. That's fine. And just sending out a thought, sending out an intention that with each breath of light that you bring in, it illuminates, it brings life, it brings light to all the organs, the cells, the muscles, the fibers of muscle around the body, in the body, and just bring the space of light into the body. And as you exhale, just sending out a thought or an intention that with each exhalation, I'm going to release any self-criticisms, any failures I perceive, any types of issues I'm holding on to that clouds me from self-forgiveness and self-acceptance. Even if I'm conscious of them or not conscious of them, I'm going to send out that intention that they are released with each exhalation. And you may envision that exhalation as a gray mist coming out of your mouth. But just as long as you have that intention behind it, that is what matters. So together, let's imagine now, using your breath, imagine this beautiful golden light, and inhale, and hold it, 2, 3, and let it go, let it go. And all those old ways of thinking, all those issues that you're holding on to, release. And that's all you have to do. Mother Earth will take care of the rest and transmute all those old conditions, those issues, those thoughts into love. And again, and breathe in that beautiful golden light illuminating every part of the body. And inhale. And hold it. 2, 3, 4. And exhale. And let it go. Good. Let it go. Let it go. Very good. Feeling lighter, happier, brighter, more alive. Good. And just one more time. And inhale that golden light. Illuminating the inside of you and holding it. 2, 3, 4. And exhale. Let it go. Let it go. Good. And just having that sense and that awareness, that mindfulness, that you feel light, you feel centered in your being. You are aware of this beautiful body that you have, that you are a soul. You are a soul. The soul is tucked neatly behind the heart. You are a soul light. And you've traveled through many eons of times, spaces, and places. And just now, I'd like you to use your imagination and try to create, just like a child would create with their imagination, a beautiful, beautiful lake. A lake in your mind's eye. We've all been to a lake in our lifetime experience. So you can use that experience of looking at a beautiful, calm lake. And perhaps this lake has swans swimming on the top of it, reeds of grass all around. It feels very, very calming, this lake, very nice and serene. And you notice in the middle of this lake, there is an island with all flowers and trees all lit up beautifully, beautifully. And there standing in the middle of that island is a being of light, a being of light. Beautiful jewel tones of purples and blues and golds and white. And that's all. Just try to imagine something like that. And across to this island, there's a feeling you need to go there. And suddenly there appears several stepping stones in the middle of this lake for you to walk upon to get to that island. As you walk upon the first one, the first stepping stone, it illuminates the words. The first word it illuminates is stress. Stress. Any stress that you're causing to yourself as you step on that stone, be mindful now of any stress you're causing yourself for not forgiving yourself. Again, not judging, just being observant. Observing any stress in the body, any stress in your mind that you're holding on to because you cannot forgive yourself. Bringing that to the surface to be healed. Good. And now you step to the next stone. And the next stone says guilt. eliminates guilt. Become mindful now as you step onto the stone and you're in this space. Any guilt you're still feeling because you can't forgive yourself. You feel guilty over a situation, an issue that happened. Maybe someone passed and you still feel guilty about that. Or an old relationship stopped, you feel guilty about that. Whatever you feel guilty from your past, let it come now to present day. To be aware, to be healed. Being aware of it, good. Now step on to the third stone. The third stone illuminates blame. Blame. Become aware, mindful of any ways you're still blaming yourself. Any blame you're still holding on to for something from the past. Something from the past that you're still blaming yourself for. Good. And now step to the next stone. The next stone illuminates the word anger. Anger. What are you still angry about? What has not been resolved? You're still angry about someone leaving you, a situation didn't turn out the way you wanted, what unrealistic expectations perhaps you had. You wanted things a certain way but couldn't control them. Become aware of that just so it can come to the surface to be healed. Good. Another step. Step onto resentment. Resentment. The stone of resentment illuminates. And become aware into your conscious mind of any resentments you're still holding on to that get in the way of self-forgiveness. Good. Now, the final step is onto the island. And just step onto that island now. And as you step onto the island, it's a magical island, a wonderful island. You feel refreshed and loving. You feel refreshed and loving. And suddenly before you, there appears to be a screen of some kind. A screen of some kind. And it tells you, within words, within scenes, situations, all the lessons that you learned from those stones you just walked upon. What lesson did you learn from guilt? That is, you see it, or perhaps as a word. What lessons did your soul learn from for blame? See it. Become aware. What lessons did your soul learn from anger? Become aware of that. What lessons did you learn from resentment? Become aware of that. What lessons did you learn from shame? Your soul had to learn from shame. Good. And then this vision, this screen, dissolves. And standing there in its place is this beautiful light being. And you recognize that light being. And this light being is your higher self. Your higher self has come to meet you, to greet you, and bring you the awareness. They have helped you with the awareness of what these various situations, these aspects that you have learned about yourself, about all the stress, the guilt, the blame, the anger, the remorse, shame, resentment. They tell you that you have come to learn these things, yet use these lessons, use these aspects for your soul to grow and learn. And just feel your higher self being aware that this is a true aspect of yourself, your oversoul, your higher self, whatever label you like to use. There's a higher part of your being that stays present in the spiritual realms as you experience the physical realms. Become aware of their energy. It's part of you. And this beautiful oversoul, this higher self, now wants you to become aware also of the wonderful things you've done, the beautiful things you've done. And they have in their hands all these different flowers. And they hand you, one at a time, a flower. The first flower they hand you is a flower which you will create with your imagination, the color, the texture, but it's a flower of kindness. You have been kind in your life. This is what they want you to know about, what they want you to place your thoughts about, kindness. Become aware of all the times you've been kind. The next flower they hand you is loyalty. Become aware of its color, its texture, loyalty. All the times you've been very, very loyal. Be aware of that now. Third flower, loving. All the wonderful, incredible experience of love. You've loved other people. You loved beautiful animals. You've made people feel better about themselves, you with love. Become aware of that now. Another flower they hand you is patience. You've been very patient many times in your life, and now it's time for you to accept that you have been patient. Honor that part of yourself. Another flower they give you is understanding. You've been very understanding to a lot of people. Now you need to be understanding of yourself. Good. The last flower they hand you is the flower of joy. Become aware of the joy you brought into other people's life and feel joy within yourself. And as you are holding all of these flowers that they have handed you, you feel the difference in the energy. You feel the love. You feel light. You feel connected again, the oneness again. Your oversoul shines within you now, reminding you of these positive traits within yourself. Good. And now take a deep breath back into the body. Inhale and exhale. Back into the body, the awareness of the body, into your feet and your legs. Inhale. And chest, back, shoulders, arms, neck, and head. And exhale. And one more time. And inhale. And exhale, coming back fully in the body, happy, loving. Open up your eyes, wiggle your fingers and feel how much lighter you are, how much lighter you are. The next part of the self-forgiving lesson, I'd like for you to create an altar. Create an altar for yourself, whether you want to put your photograph there, or things in your life that you love, aspects of yourself you love, about yourself. Put photographs, pictures of scenes that you love. Not necessarily people, but things that you love, that you get joy from. This is your altar. So for sure you have a photograph of yourself. Perhaps put a candle there, some flowers there. This is for you to honor yourself. So any objects that you want to put there, that altar, to honor yourself. And this is your self-forgiveness altar. It's perfect. Do that. And create that. And then what I'd like you to do is in the center of this altar, there is a bowl. Put there a big, beautiful bowl. And what I'd like you to do, and you can do this slowly, don't do it at once. This is something you can think about, be mindful about. I would like for you to write down any ways that you're still holding back any self-forgiveness of self. Anything holding you back, any issues, any people you need to forgive, any people that did you wrong, that you're still holding on to resentment. Just see what comes into your mind now. Since we've just done the exercise of the meditation, many of these issues will be at the forefront of your mind. So write them down, each one, making lists of names of people, perhaps, that you're not proud of certain ways you behaved, things that you do not accept about yourself, that you need to forgive about yourself, that you need to accept about yourself. Realize that you are a soul having this human experience. Now, once you've written everything down, what I want you to do is have a ritual, have a ceremony. When you're ready, it doesn't have to be rushed. When you're ready, you can take that piece of paper with all the lists of people, all those aspects of yourself that you hold back from yourself, of forgiving yourself, accepting yourself. I want you to put that in the bowl, and I want you to light that with a match now, and let that just burn all those old ways, and going up in smoke, letting them go and be released into the universe. Old ways of thinking, old ways of being. and accepting yourself as a beautiful, loving, light soul who realizes that you've come back on this earth to learn lessons. Forgive yourself. You are here to learn lessons. Look at yourself, that you have courage to come back here. You've come back to the school of Earth, a very hard place, a very dense place, and you've taken the time to come back and to learn these things. Learning is never easy. Learning is difficult, but you've done it. You've gone through it. So now it's time to let go of the past so you can move into the future. And so it is. Namaste.